Wakey, wakey. No struggling. Let's not make this any harder for me than it needs to be, darling. I have a job to do, after all. Correct. I'm here to kill you. It's your lucky day. Surely you have enough coin to pay the Angel of Death to take you across the river? For a noble like you, I'm sure it'll be a small cost. Shame you'll be taking your possessions with you to the other side. Why do you look so afraid, dear? Surely you must have expected something like this to happen sooner or later. You've been playing this game of chess your entire life. Sooner or later, it was going to be your checkmate. Sooner or later, you'd play the wrong hand, cross the wrong rival, and end up losing your life. Don't get me wrong. You played the game pretty well, I must say. You brokered the right alliances. You removed the thorns from your side. You understood the political landscape. But sooner or later, you were going to have a run-in with fate. Don't feel so bad about it. The man who called this hit on you will probably end up the same way eventually. Does it really matter? Why even bother asking me who called the hit? Will you curse them from your coffin? Darling, there is no wrong way to exit this life. It matters not whether you breathe your last in bed, surrounded by loved ones, or if you meet a violent death. At the end of the day, death will smile at you. The best you can do is smile back and accept that all the pieces, pawn and king alike, go back into the same box. Still, I suppose I can understand where you're coming from. Even if only for a minute or two before you expire, it is only natural that you would wish to know who orchestrated my hand. Tell me, who do you think sent me? You have so many enemies. You've got to get it right eventually. Go on. I've got all night. Ooh, good guess. But not quite. No, you're getting colder. Think. Concentrate. Who would benefit the most from wanting you dead? That's right. We have a winner. Evnesian of Kaya Blythe wants you dead. Shame this game doesn't have any prizes, though. How boring it must be to end the same way every time. Now why exactly would I spare you, darling? I thought you were stronger than the others. Most times when you put a blade to someone's pretty little neck, they cower in fear and resort to begging. It's the ones who accept their fates that I respect. An offer? Consider yourself fortunate. Very, very fortunate that I am a man who likes to listen to every side of the story. Just what do you think motivates me exactly? That is a simple answer. No, it isn't money. Sure, the pay is nice, but not quite. That's right. There is no guiding ideology, no sense of right and wrong. So what do you think it is, then? Well done. I do kill for the love of the game. It's just who I am. It's my calling. We all have one in life. I didn't choose to be an assassin from birth. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to pity me. I'm not asking to be viewed as misunderstood. I don't care what people think of me. I've never made an effort to stop. I don't deserve pity. Frankly, I'd rather just give you the barefaced truth. Go on. Let's hear your offer. You do make a great point. But it isn't enough. Ugh, the way your skin reacts to the feeling of cold steel against it. How precious. Such a lack of fear in your eyes, too. Yes, your eyes. They are special. How utterly, utterly hypnotic they are. I might just find myself gazing into them all night. I almost don't want to see them close forever. Perhaps I'll keep your eyes open when I take your life. Or maybe I'll take them with me. What pretty lips, too. The shape, the angle, the way they quiver. I wonder what sounds I could get out of them. Would you be a deer and hold still while I run the blade down your neck? I'll use the blunt side. Oh, the way it travels down you. It's to die for. Such soft skin. Maybe, instead of a knife, I ought to use my bare hands. You look surprisingly comfortable. The last guy I killed was a bit of a loudmouth. He made so much noise. So I cut his ears off. But with yours, I can't decide if I want to slice one off and preserve it for myself, or just let you keep them, and not harm your beauty and grace. Ah, who am I kidding? I can't do this. I won't. I will not take your life. I will not harm you. It would be sacrosanct. You are too beautiful. I must preserve you. Like a painting. A masterpiece. A magnum opus. But if I am unable to kill you, I don't think my employer would be very happy with me. Now that's a better offer than before. Yes. Yes. I think I'll take that. I will kill Evnesian. I never liked him anyway. And he's not as cute as you. But I want to sweeten the deal. I don't want riches. I don't want a new steed. I want you. To myself. You're irresistible. Let me caress you. Let me hold you. I have no intentions of harming you. Well, at least not too much. May I remind you, you are in no position to refuse. I'm the one holding the knife. I have no doubts that you're considering hiring someone else to deal with me or find a way to cut me off. I would advise against that. Mark my words. I have dedicated my life to what I do. Every other assassin out there, they don't have what I have. They aren't me. I live this game. Anyone you send to rid yourself of me will be sent back in a sack. I never lose. I will keep you. You are mine. You can do as you wish in public. You can scheme for the throne or whatever it is you want. But I will always be in your shadow. This could be the start of something beautiful. After Evnesian is dealt with, why not use me as an instrument against your other foes? That's exactly what I thought. Just point me in the direction, and we'll run this accursed land, Your Majesty. Ah, I must say, that suits you. I see it in your future. But for now, I think it is truly time for me to steal away into the night. Get some rest, dear. I'll be back before you know it. Oh, your lips are so soft. I think I could stay here forever. But for now, enjoy the parting gift. Ta-ta, dear.